This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient name Alec L. Paro, A-L-I-C-K, middle initial L, P-A-R-O, date of birth 04-08-1963, date of appointment June 29, 2022, requesting a physician Robert Donohue, R-O-B-E-R-T, Robert Donohue Junior MD. Dear Dr. Donohue, I have the pleasure of seeing Alec Paro today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he's 60-year-old right-handed Caucasian man who was admitted to the Ellis Hospital, E-L-L-I-S, with left facial numbness and left arm tingling. CT angiogram of the head and neck done, which shows a heavily calcified plaque above the right bifurcation. MRI of the brain was also done, which shows a left pontine peduncle stroke. Repeat MRI also shows the same finding. Seen by vascular surgeon, ultrasound was done, which shows only 50% stenosis bilaterally. Patient will follow with vascular surgery. Neurologically, patient is doing fine. There is no numbness, tingling, weakness. He is taking aspirin 81 mg PO daily, clopidogrel 75 mg PO daily, and Lipitor 40 mg PO daily. Past medical history. History of alcoholic hepatitis, stroke, hypertension, coronary artery disease, GERD, hyperlipidemia, aortic stenosis, nicotine dependence, pulmonary nodule, shoulder pain, squamous cell carcinoma of the larynx, post-surgical history, appendectomy, carpal tunnel surgery, hemorrhoidectomy, inguinal hernia repair, and laryngectomy. Allergy. No known drug allergy medication. Amlodipine, hydrochlorothiazide, aspirin 81 mg, Plavix 75 mg, pantoprazole, atorvastatin 40 mg, social history, smoke one pack of cigarette per day. He drinks 4 beer every day. He does not use drug. He is carpenter. He is married, live with his wife. Family history, mother alive with heart problem, father deceased with cancer of the throat, two sister, two brother, one deceased with leukemia. review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he was having left-sided facial numbness and left upper extremity numbness. Physical examination, blood pressure 120 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen sound, bowel sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, sinuses, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysart, 3 upper pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug, normal hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination is strength 5 or 5, deep tender reflex is 2 or 4, plantar responses are flexor, sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 60-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of falling neurological problem. Number 1, left pontine peduncle stroke. Number 2, history of numbness on the left side. Next paragraph, patient is neurologically back to baseline. I will continue the aspirin 81 mg PO daily, Plavix 75 mg PO daily, and Lipitor 40 mg PO daily. He need a follow-up appointment with vascular surgery. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see him back in my office in 6 months.